All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash. 1 hour of straight hockey talk with Dan, Rick, Tyler, and Bag Milk starts now.
Oilers Nation Radio, episode 218. Bag Milk, Tyler, Rick, Dan. Just like the intro said, gang's all here. We're ready.
Squad up.
It's a Thursday edition of Oilers Nation Radio because tomorrow we golfing.
Are we dropping this today, or I thought I was going to drop it tomorrow?
Well, we'll tell them it's Thursday.
Okay, sure.
Otherwise, I'm going to keep saying it's Thursday and that gets released on Friday, which is fine.
Maybe like first thing Friday morning, people can wake up to a nice surprise.
Yeah, for their commute.
Yeah.
There you go, everybody. Hey, good morning.
I'm coming for that truck.
I hope you've been practicing.
Fuck you, Rick.
So, are you golfing tomorrow, Rick?
Yeah, buddy.
If you don't know what they're talking about, tomorrow is the Oilers Nation Open. It is our annual golf tournament. And Tyler has got the Nation truck up for grabs if you get a hole in one of the par threes. Tyler, how are you feeling about it?
Not good. Back to you.
I've got big dreams, big hopes. Rick, I'll tell you my plan. I'm going to hear screaming. I can feel it already. And there's going to be cheering. And I'll be like, oh, somebody got one. And then I will jump off my cart wherever I am on the course. And I will sprint from hole to hole live on the Nation's social media accounts until I find Tyler and get his first reaction on losing his truck.
I now believe that you are going to do this as a prank at some point.
We'll see. We'll see. I might. See. I might not. You may have a truck. You may have not. Doesn't matter. Tomorrow, Oilers Nation Open. If you didn't put a team in for today's tournament, because this is released on Friday morning and definitely not recorded on Thursday afternoon.
Something tells me you're not going to make it.
Yeah. Just a hunch. Yeah, you missed the tournament. We're going to start off as we always do on the podcast with our delicious debate for our friends at Oodle Noodle. 17 locations and counting. I heard they've got a location opening up behind enemy lines in Calgary very soon. Calgary, you're welcome. We have to do everything for you, including sending you delicious noodles. Good? Good. Shout out to our friends DoorDash as well. It's Thursday. Maybe you want to watch Friends on Netflix and you want to order a little oodle noodle in? Get it done. Tyler, delicious debate time. What you got?
Well, if you didn't hear, the Calgary Flames made another big splash earlier on this morning, signing Nazem Kadri to a 7-year contract that carries a $7 million AAV. If you want a little bit of background on Nazem Kadri, he was born on October 6, 1990, meaning he is about to turn 32 years old, which means this contract will carry him through his 38-year-old season. Yes, yes, it will. Don't question it. That's correct. Last season, he put up 87 points in 71 games with the Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche, tacking on a handful more in the playoffs. Waits for computer to load. 15 points in 16 games. However, that regular season for Kadri was the first time in his career he's ever been above a point per game. That all ties into today's delicious debate, which is, are the Calgary Flames better than they were last season?
I think There's even Steven. That would be my answer. Is that an answer? Am I allowed to say even? Because
that's a weak option.
What? Okay. Okay.
Let's take a side of the fence here.
I have a hard time with it because forward's not as good, I don't think.
Not as much firepower.
Not as much firepower up front, but the defense got better.
Yeah.
Gudbranson out, Uyghur in. That's an upgrade on defense. So like, that's what I'm saying. Even Steven may be at best.
So my angle on this is I don't think they are a better team. I've had three chances now because we talked about this on Real Life and then I did a YouTube video on it. So this is now my third crack at this question. I think they are not as good. I think they're not as good, but they have a better chance at beating the Oilers. That is my stance.
Yeah, that's fair. They definitely went after it. They took an opportunity to try and fill the holes that hurt them against the Oilers. So they specifically went out to like build against us. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think they're a better team at all than they were. Did he do a great job? Yeah, you know what? The cards he was dealt this summer. Fantastic job of what he was doing, but just simply, they're not a better team right now. They got beat by the Stars last year by the top end players, and they've reduced those top end players. They don't have the same type of talent up top. They're not what they were last year.
Dan, what do you think?
Well, I mean, yeah, for me, the moves were, you know, made necessary, against them. And so, you know, looking at that, it's an unforced issue for them. And Tree Living's done a really good job of something screaming.
What is squeaking? My laptop.
I've waited to speak for like what 5 minutes of the episode. I start speaking and Bag Milk's laptop freaks out.
Is that going to blow up? Okay. Anyways, Dan, continue with your point. Wow.
It's back. I'm just not going to speak. It's okay. Laptop, I want to stop.
I can't hear anything.
Okay, continue your point, Dan.
I just think that, you know, Tree Living did an admirable job with the cards that he was dealt.
Yeah.
The signing of Huberto sight unseen with any kind of chemistry on your team was weird to me. The Nazem Kadri signing feels like they just waited out the Islanders and the Islanders couldn't get anything done. And so Kadri was like, oh, well, I'm going to go to Calgary then, which is, you know, good for them. But when I look at that team, you know, shipping out Monahan on the back end, they gave up a first round pick to do so. I don't think that team moved the needle enough to say that they're that much better.
I think their defense is going to be tight. They're going to win a lot of 2-1 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sutter, oh yeah. I agree with that. That was going to be an issue.
2-1 games.
That was going to be an issue, whether you had Tkachuk and Gaudreau or you had Huberto and Kadri. Now that's a common thing for the Calgary Flames. If you score like there won't more be than any three of those goals, nine, you win.
There won't be any of those 9-6 games against us in the spring again this year. That's for damn sure.
And also in part because the Oilers goaltending got better.
Well, that's what I was going to say, sure. Tyler, is that you look at, if you look at our series and you say that the Oilers won the series 4-1, maybe the addition of Uyghur and Huberto makes them better by one game, but then you have to say that the Oilers got better with Campbell instantly. So, you know, head to head, I don't think it's that big of a move. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that the Oilers and the Flames are now, you know, in that conversation with the top teams in our division, which are in our conference, which is awesome. But yeah, I just don't say that they did that much better.
Yeah, I think you can sit here and applaud Brad Tree Living for what he did with his job on the line, while at the same time not just buying into the hype, because it's flashy, right? When you sit there and you're like, whoa, Kadri, whoa, Huberto, whoa, Uyghur, so good. But then it's also very easy to sit there and be like, okay, well, Lindholm scored 40 plus goals because he got to play on a great line with Tkachuk and Gaudreau, two legitimate high-end play-driving offensive weapons. And now he's not going to have that luxury anymore. Even if he's playing with Huberto, who's great, some would argue, maybe not quite even on the level of Johnny Gaudreau, but still great, he's not going to have the same help on the other wing. And if you check down a line, you know, maybe Mangiapane and Kadri are this great duo, but Mangiapane also scored 35 goals. I don't know if he has much more room to grow upwards. Like, a lot broke right for the Flames last season. And again, Tree Living did a very, very good job. But I think the people who are just jumping on this whole, oh, they're way better than last year, the grit and this and that, I think it's just sort of buying into the offseason hype.
it's PR. It's yeah. really just a public relations move to keep talking about how great. And like, I've heard Flames fans say they rebuilt this team in the offseason before they got Kadri, which is a fantastic fantasy to live out, but it's just not the case. But you know what? Like you said, Tyler, it's just talk in the offseason. When the puck is at play again, we will see the results. The annoying thing is we're only going to see the Flames three times this year.
That's so dumb, hey?
It's ridiculous. You had the best playoff series in quite some time. Exciting, yeah. Shooting the lights out. Both teams hated each other. The fan bases do too. And three games. I'm not saying going back to the old Northwest division where you had to just stack them up and play 7-8 times, but like three against Calgary, can't you cut one out from the Eastern Conference somewhere? You know, doesn't make any sense.
It's pretty stunned when you knew and you saw what kind of hype machine a 5-game series that wasn't all that competitive did for that rivalry.
I do give Tree Living a ton of credit though for getting as much done in a summer where it looked like that ship was sinking. Like the fact that he got Huberto, Uyghur, and Kadri to replace what went out, yeah. How could you not give him some credit?
Oh, 100%. Like we were talking to Princey on Real Life. He's in the office today. And I said 3 months ago or 2 months ago, if someone would have told you Goudreau, Tkachuk, both gone, what are the percentage chances that you would have thought you were going to be happy with the offseason? It's like 1%.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, are you happy right now? 100%. Like the way he was able to, again, it's PRE right now, the way it's like, oh yes, we're running it back with a new group and like, oh, we're going to be so good. Cup contenders, all this. That is great for now. I'm just saying over the course of 82 games, they lost some offensive firepower. Their blue line is going to be better, but it wasn't a problem last season. And their goaltending is still going to be really, really, really good. So I don't know. They're slightly worse in my opinion. And I think that's probably a fair take.
It's going to be interesting to see. There's always, especially in the first year of a new contract, when you sign a monster deal, there's the pressure to live up to it.
Oh yeah.
And both guys, Huberto and Kadri, and presumably Uyghur, if he does extend, there's going to be pressure on them to perform. New team, new city. A lot of those guys, they probably haven't played with before. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make it easy.
How do they sign Uyghur after all this? Unless you're getting him for a smoking good value.
Well, there is obviously the Monahan deal that's going to help things, right? And actually, let's lump that into here as well. Nick Kypreos is reporting that there's still some haggling on what year the first round pick is going to be. But in order to fit in Kadri, you had to give up a first round pick to get rid of Monahan. That's an extra asset here. On top of having to pay a guy 7x7, you had to give up a first in this deal. So I think that is worth mentioning in this conversation. But assuming they get rid of Monahan and his $6.375 million cap hit, they will have about $2.5 million in cap space. So with Uyghur, you can extend him now and it doesn't kick in till next offseason when, again, with Monahan off the books, you're going to have about $10.1 million in cap space next summer. Interesting.
Fair enough.
Like they could extend Uyghur now and not have to worry about it until next season is my point. Also some talk that they might be itching to trade Milan Lucic. Princey was talking about that.
Well, sure they do. Like, yeah. To whom? I know Princey said the Bruins, but like, I don't know. Is the Bruins' goal to just go back to 2011? Like, is that the
goal? It seems like they turned the clock around as soon as Sweeney was showing the door. Cassidy yeah. was showing the door. All of a sudden, the Bruins of old are showing back up and they're all on value contracts. And Lucic is not a value contract.
No. And also, like they got back, like Patrice Bergeron signing with the Bruins for like $1 or $2 million or whatever it is. Like he just won the Selke last year. It's a ridiculously good deal. And the Bruins are still over the salary cap. Like they're not cap compliant right now.
Give us Taylor Hall back.
We ain't got the cap problem or the cap space either right now.
Well, my friend, then we should probably talk about some other rumors that are circling. Today on Oilers Now. Hang on, I'm going to find the tweet here so I can read it exactly. Today on Oilers Now, Gene Principe said that Patrick Kane is plan one for Edmonton and Phil Kessel is plan B up front. Now, I'm no mathematician. That's Tyler's job. But even if the Blackhawks retain 50% of Patrick Kane's salary, that's still 5.25.
Yes, 5.25 million would be his cap hit.
You have to trade Barry and Fogle then.
Puljujarvi and Fogle. Puljujarvi and Fogle would be 5.75. That would work.
But you still got to sign McLeod.
Yeah, good point.
It's Barry and Fogle.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's just, it's a really tough
deal. It doesn't work.
Unless, I don't see how it works at all.
Unless you get like a third team in there to keep even more money, but then you're giving up assets to get that third team in there. It's, there's so many hoops to jump through to potentially get Patrick Kane on this team. Also keeping in mind, he has a full no movement clause. So he needs to agree to come to Edmonton.
Well, that's going to happen when Sam Gagner comes and gives him a call and says, hey, let's reunite the band.
Love get Andre, nice get Andre Kostitsyn on the private jet and let's do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's such a big stretch. And again, you'd have to be giving up probably like Puljujarvi, Fogle to make the money work. And then a first, probably another pick and probably a prospect to get the season, the full season of Patrick Kane. We're not talking about a deadline deal here to get the full season of Patrick Kane. And I just sit there and I look at the way this Oilers team is constructed. And I'm going, if you are going to give up that much for one season of Patrick Kane, just go and give up. Maybe if it's a hair more, just go give up a hair more and get three seasons of Jacob Chychrun. That's an area you actually need. Yes, Patrick Kane, that's awesome. But if I gave you $10 to go to the grocery store right now and said you have to eat two meals on that, you wouldn't buy $10 worth of M&Ms.
You don't know that.
You shouldn't buy $10 worth of M&Ms. You should buy $2 fucking dinners. Like, you get something you need, damn it. Like, you don't need... Kane would be great, but you don't need Kane. You need defensemen.
That's just like in on Saturday morning, Jay woke up in our hotel room in Toronto, opened the fridge looking for a coconut water. I moved it because I had Lunchables stacked up waiting for me for breakfast. So don't tell me how to spend my money.
I thought you were going to say Jay went in there looking for a coconut water as he was hungover and just grabbed a beer. And that's what the Oilers would be doing if they got Patrick Kane. They'd be waking up going, ah, I need to rehydrate. Or I could just get drunk again and you go acquire Patrick.
Best way to avoid a hangover is to get back on the horse. That's what I say.
Sure.
It's true.
Double seizure. Delish. Sets the tone.
The Kane thing, it's headline grabbing and it's awesome. But like, come on. Like, Dan, Rick, do either of you buy it?
No, I think it's fine to just, to me, you know, keep the Kane conversation going, because the only way it's going to work is at the deadline, like the last minute of the deadline, so that
you still need every penny space, though,
has been retained by, oh yeah, for sure. There's going to be things that are going to happen over the season though, with this team that is going to move things around and adjust all that, or they can make moves in mid season. But I think that's the only time you do that.
Because we start in LTIR, we don't get that whole,
there's no accrual.
You know, 1/8 of 5 million because it's 1/8 of the season left. Because we're in LTIR, it's the whole damn thing. So we need 5 million now or we need 5 million then. It's not happening unless they make a bigger trade. And I don't think you got to give Puljujärvi at least half a season to see if he can get back to what he was in the first 28 games last year. If you could find that player again, then he's extremely valuable to you, more valuable than 1 year of, say, Patrick Kane, or even 45 games with Patrick Kane.
For our friends at cornerstoneinsurance.ca, they present all of the products that you could ever hope for: auto, residential, commercial, life insurance, anything you need. They're there for you. Get a quote, submit a claim. You can do it all on the website. And citizens of the nation get themselves a nice little discount. Again, that is cornerstoneins.ca. Since we're talking about additions, boys, then what do you make of this tweet from one Robert Stauffer? Brilliant recovery from a difficult situation by NHL Flames GM Brad Treliving, with additions of now of Kadri to go along with Huberto and Uyghur. Battle of Alberta arms race fully on. Neither team is done gearing up. What do you know, Bob? What do you know?
Ben Harper, PTO.
Again, I like his music too, but I don't see how he helps on the ice.
I honestly don't know what you mean.
He's referring to like mid-season moves. Like he likes to create a conversation now. It brings in listeners to his show. That's the whole point of this for him. Hence a lot of these guys that say whatever on Twitter and have people like bark back at him for whatever reason. They're just creating a conversation. The more people they have interacting with them, the more they're going to the pages, the more relevant they stay in their own jobs. It's just, you know what? Neither team is going to be in April with the exact same roster they have right now. That's all you can actually
do. Do you think then that, you know, outside of maybe signing McLeod, obviously going to move somebody out, probably Fogle, maybe Fogle. Do you think the Oilers are pretty much set then ahead of October?
Yeah, I can see the Barry move coming in to help with the Fogle, and therefore maybe a Gagné and a right-handed defenseman at that point, but nothing more than that. You're going to get nothing. You're not going to get a $3 million player, and you're going to get McLeod in a million, maybe a million and a half at very most. If you get a Gagné in there too, you move out of Barry, you bring in a $2 million defenseman that can kind of play that shutdown right side a little bit better. And that's the most you're going to get from here on in.
According to Handsome Tom, friend of everybody, Tom Gazzola, he's talking about the smoke surrounding Sam Gagné. We've been talking about him a little bit. 33 games away from 1,000 for young Sam Wise. It's amazing he's only 33, despite the fact that he's been around 100 years. Dan, what's your take on potentially having Sam Gagné back for a third tour duty?
I missed a lot of this. I don't know where it came from. It's just kind of out of left field for me.
He posted a picture on Instagram the other day on in his sauna or something like that, or his
right.
whatever the hell, with an Oiler t-shirt dropped over it, but only like the bottom half of the logo showing, as in some sort of, hey, I'm coming back type of WWE spoiler type of thing.
Between like the, you know, Oilers Nation trying to get Hellebuck this summer, and then we were in on getting Kane's money lowered. I feel like everybody else has been doing PR about how great their team is, and we've just been meddling with all kinds of little things here and there. I love the idea of bringing in Sam Gagné again for a third tour. It just has to make sense for the team. He's better than Drew Shore. He's better than Devon Shore, in my opinion, at this moment. Come in, maybe that's in a PTO and show it, and then I think the proof is in the pudding. You get a signing for him, and it's a great story for this team for the entire season, probably. And he's probably your Masterson. Is that the one where they each team nominate somebody? He's probably your Masterson nominee at the end of the year.
Yeah. What do you think? Is he coming back?
I think so. I think I said
contract
this.
Coming back or PTO coming back?
PTO, everybody.
1 year, 750K. Like, if it's going to happen, I think, or maybe, yeah, maybe you PTO him and have some extra competition in camp. Like, I don't know. I'm just torn on it, because I always worry about these things not ending the way you want them to. The intriguing part about Gagné is that last season he was actually a really, really solid bottom six, even at times middle six guy for the Detroit Red Wings. He can help you out on your second power play unit. You know, maybe he can fill in down the middle and on the wing. And also, I found this interesting. He led the Red Wings in penalty kill time on ice last season. All players, 190 minutes. No Oilers forward killed that much time other than Derek Brassard. That's a joke. No Oilers forward killed that much or spent that much time on the PK. So I think that's, he's a multifaceted, multi-tooled bottom six winger. I think anytime you can get a guy like that, he scored 33 points last year, and like 29 of them or 31 of them or something were at even strength. Like, he's coming off a really good year. And if you can get that guy for, again, close to league minimum, I like the move. Are you playing him over Devon Shore? Yeah, maybe there's a fit there. Like, they do kind of have that one spot open on their fourth line next to Janmark and Ryan, where it's like, hey, maybe they need like a skilled bottom six guy.
I'm just really glad that you and your partner saw it through like that third date where you were like, this could go poorly. And yeah, I don't know if I want to do it. But you went through it and you fought through it anyways. And we're going to fight through it with Sam Gagné.
See, but that's almost my concern, is like, if you're holding, like, if he comes here and he's not good, do you hold on to it too long because it's Sam Gagné? And that's always the concern with these things. I think I shared that take on our last pod. I don't remember, but that'd be my concern, is just that you would hold on to it too long and this won't go as well as we think it will. But I actually, like, looking at the player and removing his name, Sam Gagné, I actually look at this and kind of go like, I wouldn't mind it at all.
It makes sense.
Who would you rather have, Sam Gagné at 750K or Phil Kessel at 1.25?
Don't make me say it.
I think I feel safer at Sam Gagné. I just feel like he's got a more well-rounded game for the role that we're going to want him to play. Whereas I don't know how well Phil is going to handle that. That's 8 minutes a game type of thing. And if he does, how well is he going to play in that 8 minutes? He's not used to doing that, right?
Yeah, they're totally different roles, so it's probably not a fair question.
that's where the tough part comes in, is then you're sliding everybody down the right hand side of the chart, and we don't really have that role filled anymore. And one thing I was going to say too is, like, you know, the, when we lost a Matt Hendricks type from this team, everybody was clamoring for that, that type of veteran leadership to come back. And I know, like we've mentioned before, Sam's not even that old, but he has been around for a few years. And so I feel like it's an element to this team that we lost with Duncan Keith, and maybe we can get it back with Sam Gagner.
No, but they have it within the players and the organization. Now, the McDavids are there. The Leons are there. The Nurse is there. You got Hyman. You got Nuge. You got all that funny stuff now.
I don't think it would be the worst, though, to have a guy who bleeds blue and orange coming back. And he can show what it means to be an Edmonton Oiler. And he can kind of connect eras. Does it matter? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just talking out loud here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sam Gagner? I'll always remember the shootout goals, pal. Always. Maybe we'll see you again. Maybe. Had a good year last year in Detroit.
Decent year. A really solid season. He can be the replacement, the shootout replacement.
Could you get out of, could you get out of, say, the Slater-Cuckoo contract and give him that one?
Yeah, you can bury the Slater-Cuckoo deal, though.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
By comparison, since just we brought up his name, and Gene Principe said plan B was Phil Kessel last year in 82 games with the Coyotes. Phil put in only 8 goals, which is a career low for him, but 44 assists, 52 points overall.
Wasn't his shooting percentage like 4% or something like that?
I don't know.
Like 4 or 5, something silly, silly, silly low.
Well, then that's
4.6%. And the year before that, when he scored 20, it was 17.4%. He's a career 10.8% shooter. There's also reason to expect that coming to the Oilers and playing with a skilled centerman who puts him in better spots to succeed, Phil's shooting percentage could get closer to that 17% mark than his 10%.
That's what I was going to say. Last year is, well, last year, the Coyotes were dreadfully bad. So, you know, who knows? We'll see. Either way, the Oilers still have a move to make, it seems like, before the start of the season. We wait, just as we have been for the last, oh, what do you say, boys, 3-4 weeks? Something like that. There you go. I also want to, since we're talking now, I want to encourage you listeners to start submitting some questions for Ask the Idiots. I've got a Nation HQ edition of Ask the Idiots today. I've got some questions from a couple of people around here, including myself. These are from Montana's. We're going to have some gift cards to give away, Tyler.
Yeah, next week we have gift cards to give away, and I think we might even have like multiple gift cards to give away. So pile in the Ask the Idiots questions for next Friday, August 26th.
Let's get Montana's messy.
Yeah.
See how many racks of ribs you can have.
Mm-hmm. And on the Real Life podcast, we're giving away the chance to have lunch with me, you, and Jay.
And you have to come to the Nike outlet with me.
And be thoroughly disappointed by it.
That's right.
That's life.
Montana's Ask the Idiots, boys. So this first question, very important, came in from one of our long-term staffers. Rick, what is the best Avril Lavigne song?
It's asked specifically to me?
Nope. This is, you're just up first.
Oh, no, yeah. First. It's specific to you, Rick.
I was, I'm like, yeah, because it's like, Rick, what is that? I'm like, whoa.
What's your personal deep track, Avril? Let's go.
I don't know if I could tell you one name of a song. I could tell you, like, I know the song while it's playing, but I don't know. Dude, no, that's for real. That's so much music out there.
Are you just a skater boy?
Said see you later, boy.
She said see you later, boy.
See, I would not have come up with that name off the top of my head. But the song started, I could probably sing half of it.
What more can I say?
That's the answer.
Nation Dan, best Avril Lavigne song.
Skater Boy, for sure.
Tyler's going to Girlfriend.
Yeah, I think I'm going to Girlfriend.
Play only 8 seconds of it, and we Tyler.
Stop right there. Stop right there.
to finish it off.
Only play the preview.
The best song is What the Hell by Avril Lavigne. Great jam. Huge jam. Tyler's going to look for it real quick, I think. So I'm just going to vamp a couple of seconds. Again, this question came in from Zach Lang. He is ineligible to win the GC from Montana's. Well, maybe not. Tyler's working.
This is such a good... This is going well.
Great. Question number two, Tyler.
Yep.
What is the most elite summer beverage to conquer all others?
You know what? I'm going to go with this one.
It can be alcoholic or not. Doesn't matter.
This is a joy I've started to experience again in my life recently. The post lawn mowing beer. Don't matter what it is. cold, sitting there looking at a fresh cut lawn. Your hands are like gross and green from like we're doing everything you need to do, and you're just sitting there having a cold beer. Just satisfied. That is an elite beer.
Tyler cuts grass with his hands.
Yes, says
duly noted.
Do you have a beer pick or just any beer?
I dabble around a lot. I like good beer in a glass bottle on a hot day. Always hits a little bit differently.
Sure,
I have the Landshark. They come with like a yellow label in a bottle. They're very tasty.
Wow.
I would also counter with, if we're going to just talk about best beer after, in Toronto, shower beers. When you're going out to do something, you're getting ready. Getting ready, shower beer.
You got the hype going a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Bets have been placed.
Yeah.
Time to go. Nation Dan, the most elite summer beverage to conquer all others.
It's a slush from any one of your, you know, various retailers around the city.
Flavor?
Flavor is cola, a cola in nature.
Okay.
And then you take a splash of Long Island iced tea mix and you just add that in there and it makes a delightful little boozy slush.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
That is nice.
Rick, elite summer drink.
Well, you guys took the two options of the beers there. So I'm going to say it's like that third vodka soda. You've already, you know, the first one, it's a little vodka-y, so you got to get over that. Now the second one, you're a little bit used to that. The third one, you're feeling nice. It tastes real crisp and it goes down real nice, a little bit of lime. So it's the third of vodka soda.
On the pint patio.
Now let's go.
I'm going to say at the airport, the first Caesar before I get on the plane. Friday, heading Caesar. To Toronto. That was at about 5 in the morning, but it was delicious and I was pumped on it. So there you go. That was questioned by me. Thank you, boys. Lastly, if you had the choice, you get an A or a B, Tyler, Gaudreau and Tkachuk or Hubert O. Kadri Weegar.
Oh man. Oh, that's so tough. It's hard because there's so much more context needed to that. But like, if I'm starting a team, and their contracts are what they currently are. And this is just, I'm starting from scratch. I am not the GM of the Flames. I'm just starting from scratch. You're giving me box A or box B. In that scenario, I would go with box B.
So Hubert O. Kadri Weegar for Tyler.
Yes.
Nation Dan, box A or box B?
Oh, you go box A every time. Both those guys hate Calgary just as much as I do. And so they're on my team.
I'll take that answer. Rick? Okay.
I like his reasoning more, but I'm on team A here. I honestly think if I had to pick one player out of all five, it's going to be Tkachuk. And then it's a toss up between Gaudreau and Huberto. And I think that Kadri and Weegar are just far enough down that having the strength of the two top end guys in box A there is good enough.
I will go with,
it's a hard question.
It is a hard question. I'm going to go. I'm going to go box B.
Oh, it's because the Flames don't have.
I'm going to go with box B just because I think Uyghur's like the fact that they also got him as part of that Huberto deal.
Yeah, Uyghur's so good.
Uyghur's really good. So I guess I'll go with that one.
All right.
Last question, ask the idiots. What movie does everyone love that you hate, Tyler?
Everyone loves it. I hate it. I watched, like, this was a few years ago yet. I was like, okay, I've never seen Star Wars. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to crush it. I watched them all. I did it in, like, the order that, like, you're supposed to or whatever. And I just kind of came away from it being, like, solid movies. But come on. We don't need to, like, they're good movies.
Dan, what movie does everybody like that you hate?
It's the Fast and the Furious series for me. Ooh,
yeah. Great point.
They went from racing cars.
The first one or two were okay. No. Then it just gets absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
the
racing I was working at the movie theaters when the first one came out, and I didn't buy in then. And then it just became like an unstoppable force that I just looked around and thought, who the hell is going to these things all the time? We're up at like what, 14 or 15 now? Like, yeah. Anyways, Fast and Furious.
Rick?
See, I haven't seen a lot of the big ones, but one that I don't hate it. I just don't like it as much as everybody else does because everybody else blows it up. But it's Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. I can see that.
I think everyone, if you talk to people, they think it's the greatest thing in the world.
And mom goes to college.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, there's some funny parts to it and all, but I couldn't put up the whole thing. That's for sure.
I'm going to tell you that. So me missus is, she loves Harry Potter. And I told her that I haven't seen any of them. So she's like, oh, well, then we have to watch them all over the Christmas break in that like 2 week window where just time stands still. So I begrudgingly agreed. After the first one, I'm like, this is so boring. I don't like wizards. I don't like any of this shit. I don't care about Quidditch. So I'm going to say the whole Harry Potter series. And to add in, cause her brothers are probably listening to this. She only got me to watch one, boys. We tapped out.
You only watched one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen footage of like real life Quidditch? It is full contact and it is gnarly. There's knock each other around.
Actually, on my way home, just near Fox Drive, there's a big sign up for Quidditch here in Edmonton right now.
Hell yeah.
So maybe we can play. So there you go. Ask the Idiots for our friends at Montana's. Of course, we are going to get Montana's Messy. It's the rib tour. If you see them around you in your area, in your city, go and have some ribs. Tyler did it at Rundle Park. How was it?
Great. Oh yeah. That was a great little event. They had like lawn game set up and all of that. And then free ribs as well. Montana's. I'm excited to get back on Wednesday.
What's not to like? Send your questions in for Ask the Idiots. Cause you know who won a GC? Nobody. Not one of you. Not one. Submit your questions. Ask the Idiots for next week. And we'll give away some Montana's GCs. Looking ahead here. We got to be getting close to some new stuff happening, don't we? Today is August 18th as we're recording. It's Thursday. We released it Friday morning, but we're a month away from the Oilers' first preseason, a month and a week.
Yeah, so like the next 2 weeks are going to be silent.
But then the boys start rolling back into town. That's always exciting. I look and forward
then we'll,
to it.
Yeah, then we'll get going again. But the rest of August is going to suck.
We'll probably have some more jersey stuff leak out, I would imagine.
Yeah, like there'll be jersey leaks and probably like a couple.
It's going to be that third one though, and it's not going to be as good as everybody wants it to be.
You don't think so?
But it's something.
No.
I saw a sneak peek of it 2 days ago. Oh. I don't know if it's a legit one or not, but I saw it. I don't know.
Was it? It wasn't the one on Twitter, right?
It's not that orange one. I know that.
I'll drop it in our group text and you can tell me if it was real.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't seen a whole lot that I'm going to like out of it. I don't think.
You know what? I'll do that now while we're recording so I can just get some reactions from you boys. But
I saw that orange one floating around on Twitter and Instagram, and it's not that from what I understand. Cause that was hideous. I've never been the biggest McFarlane jersey fan ever. I always think that it's very similar to like the OG Anaheim Ducks jerseys where people only like them because they're ridiculous and different, not because they're actually like an aesthetically pleasing jersey.
So this then could be a fake one is what you're saying. Just check your phones here, boys. It's going to be dropped in there in 2 seconds.
No, see, that's what I think. That's what I've heard it's going to be like, actually. Like, I think that could be.
Same, that's the one I was shown.
So that's I got leaked. I got sent that one.
Yeah. Like that one at least has the navy base to it.
Yeah.
Not to give away the whole dang jersey, but like that looks okay. But even then, I'm not.
But you stretched out that okay to make the jersey feel good about itself.
Yeah. I'm just so happy the Royal Blues are back though. So I'm not going to complain about the third.
Yep.
I was going to say the part of that that tells me that that's more legit than not is that silver looks very similar to what the old original silver on the metal looked like on the original jersey.
So we'll see, boys. We'll see how right me sources are on this one. You know, Tyler, it's time to get your buttons ready.
But first, let's break for an ad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That always cracks us up in studio when we need to like be silent for nine tenths of a second.
I think it was just because Bag Milk was like, let's keep rolling. And you're like, hold on.
No, you don't.
Tyler gets excited about his ad placements. For our friends at Twig and Berries, if you use the promo code NATION15, you will get a discount on your order. And if you go to twigandberries.ca, they got their wheel out again, Tyler. You give her a spin, you can get yourself a discount. There's good stuff in there. And I'm just looking at a couple of handsome pictures of bearded Brad right here on the front screen or on the home screen. Twigandberries.ca, or head on out to St. Albert and check them out in store. In store. Got it? Good. Of course you do. We start off with our veggies every week, meaning looking at the last week of our lives, maybe something that didn't go so well. Can be sports, could be anything. Could be Manti Te'o finding out that his girlfriend does not exist.
I watched the first 15 minutes of that yesterday. They hit you with quite the curveball early on in that show.
Dude, like in the first scene, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
It is intense.
Is that surprising to you guys?
Yeah.
So
I remember that vividly.
But have you watched it yet, Dan?
But not that. I didn't know that much information about it.
So I knew the basics. I knew the Cole's notes. So a lot of it was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Anyway. That has nothing.
That was like early days of sports TMZ, like sports style TMZ. And I remember like specifically, of course, I worked for the sports statistics company and I remember working overnight a couple times when it was like when it first broke.
Really?
And man, like you just watched a guy's career just get dismantled.
I just remember that was not early Twitter days, but that was early Twitter popular days when the masses were on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that was like the first run of like a sporting event led by thousands of memes about that sporting event, right? Like that kind of happens once a month now in the sporting world where something's like the center of attention. Every fan base, every sports fan is like mocking it or chiming in on it. And that Manti Te'o one for me is like the first time that like happened on Twitter.
Can I ask why you only watch 15 minutes?
I fell asleep.
Oh, nice.
It was late at night. I was like, oh, I want to
start watching it at 7:45.
Yeah, 7:45.
It's a slow thing anyways.
It was 9:40. Rick.
I was only planning on watching the first episode the other night. And I just like, nope, got to get the second one in. Weird. Super weird. Anyway, has nothing to do with anything. We are talking Twig and Berries and we are talking cold performers of the week. Nation Dan, I'm looking at you first. Your Twig and Berries cold performer of the week.
My cold performer of the week is just going to be simple. It's Stephen Kwan, and it's because it's for the kids, Stephen, and you forgot that. So, Stephen Kwan, you get my cold performer of the week.
That's a joke. That's an absolute joke is what it is.
If you know, you know. Tyler, your Twig and Berries cold performer of the week.
I'm going to give it to the way the Toronto Blue Jays played when we were in Toronto. That trip was so much dang fun. We had great times all around, but then the Jays went on to piss their pants at every opportunity that weekend, not even covering the run line in their one win, only scoring like 4 runs the entire weekend. Wildly disappointing by the Toronto Blue Jays. And for that, they get my cold performer of the week.
Are you thrilled? I'm not.
Mm-mm. Rick, your Twig and Berries cold performer of the week.
Hey, just for the record here, the trade for Monahan is Monahan and a conditional first in 2025 in exchange for future considerations.
Oh, that's
not that bad.
It's a long ways away.
It's amazing that we're just selling off picks way down the line. Like, whatever.
This just backs up the whole Brad Tree Living doesn't give a shit about the future. The man's trying to keep his job.
Yeah. 100%.
I just like how you just get rid of a contract that easily.
Yeah, he's just like, well, I'd be here by 2025. Who knows? Whatever. Let's go. Pedal to the floor.
That's Rick. A lot of years from now, man. That seems like a long ways away. All right, I'm just going to say it's the week coming up here. This is the dead time in the NHL. Not much will happen here. We're too far into the summer and too close to the start of the regular season or the start of the training camp, and nothing really happens this time of year. So all that's happening is a bunch of baseless rumors, and it's just it's fun to watch, but it's kind of more annoying to watch anything else. So just this dead time of the summer.
I'm upset.
I didn't see Drake in Toronto. Problem one. Two, my cold performer of the week, to tack onto what Tyler said, my betting game this weekend, outside of a small glimmer of hope after TFC on Saturday night, could not have gotten much worse. So my betting game in Toronto, again, you show up Friday, you land in Toronto, quick beer, quick lunch, off to the Rogers Center to watch the Jays. Everybody's excited. Unit size gets inflated a little bit. That just kind of set the tone for what was to come, again, outside of TFC. So my betting game is my cold performer of the week. Let's wrap up this year podcast on a positive note, Tyler, with your Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week.
Ryan Denis won the auction to golf with myself, Jay, and Chalmers at tomorrow's Oilers Nation Open. He gave a lot of money to charity. For that, he's an outstanding individual. And then today, he texts me and says, I've bought you guys matching hats for us for the Open. They look sweet. Nice. We are going to look good. Shout out to Ryan for being good for charity and a good golf teammate. Can't wait to golf with you, Ryan.
The big guy is smoking hot.
Rick.
He's getting the hole in one tomorrow.
Oh, if he gets it with you while you're all wearing the hats he bought.
And I'll get a hat.
It'll be
He'll perfect. Probably sign it for you too, though.
Yeah, it'd be perfect to puke in when you lose your truck. Rick, your Twig and Berry hot performer of the week.
We're going to give it to the team Czechia for their big win over the USA last night. Everyone's talked about the United States and their world junior team and how strong and how tough they are. And Czechia came in there and kind of just beat them. You know, they got up by a couple, shut the door and didn't let them back in. So it's nice to see the those young kids. They got a big victory in front of, unfortunately, a very small crowd.
Feeling hot.
Nation Dan, your Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week.
I'm going to see if I can do this. All these names in one breath. Eli, Connor, Robert, Jen, Turbo, Nixon, Aaron, Les, Randall, Patrick, Jim, Matthew, Mandy, Terry, Jessica, Catherine, Sarah, Cameron, and Brad. All the people that came on the Nation vacation to Toronto with us made it a wonderful trip, as well as Thai Guy, Bag Milk, Jay, and Jared. Wonderful trip, great time, a huge blast. So those 23 names that I listed, you guys get my hot performer of the week.
Put some respect on my name.
Was Terry on that list? Shout out to Terry.
Terry was on the list for sure.
Yeah.
He deserves an honorary mention. He just appeared like a phantom and I loved it. Who knows where he was going? All right, my Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week. I'm going to give it to Rick because you made me laugh out loud while we were gone on our trip. When I looked at your Instagram story and you were in IV recovery mode, it made me laugh out loud. I respected it. I love it. I know exactly what kind of night you guys must have had before. Rick is my hot performer of the week.
God damn it. Come on.
Pour it on!
That's what I wanted.
How was it? You feel fresh after that?
No, I was going to need a lot more help than that. But to be honest with you, I was going to need about 17 of those the next day. So as bad as I felt on Saturday, Sunday was much, much worse.
I wish you would have been with us to see Tyler on Monday morning before we went to the airport. He looked like he looked like somebody hit him with a truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
His truck?
Well, it won't be his truck as of tomorrow. Enjoy it while you can, Tyler.
I won't.
Enjoy it while you can.
Are you going to get it washed tonight? Are you going to get it cleaned up for him?
Yeah, I do. I need to go get it washed. Yeah.
Maybe vacuum out those crumbs you were telling us about earlier, too.
Yeah, well, that's on Jay. Like, Jesus.
He can't get the vacuum going at $3. He doesn't have time for it.
No. That's not including the $3 wash. Absolutely not. All right. There you go. Oilers Nation Open. Coming up tomorrow, or I guess today, because you're listening to this today.
Yeah.
We recorded yesterday, Thursday. Got it? Good. Confused? So am I. But shout out to all of you for listening. Shout out to the boys for being here. Again, thank you to everybody that came with us to Toronto this past week. It was an incredible weekend. First time we ever did a nation vacation in the summer. And boys, how do you, it went well.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I really hope we can do more of that in the future.
Outside of the Jays, you know, Jaysing. Oh, honorary hot performer of the week. The two dudes on Saturday that jumped over the right field wall and started fighting on the field.
Yeah.
That's a boss move. You don't see that often.
And also, I think we should give a little bit of love to Kyle Turris, who announced his retirement over the course of the last week. He's going to move into the Junior A world and be a special assistant with a BCHL team. So a very solid career for one Kyle Turris. We'll never forget our positive shootout memories. You are a good Oiler and we'll miss you.
And with that, we are going to wrap up episode 218 of Oilers Nation Radio. Thank you to Oodle Noodle, DoorDash, Cornerstone Insurance, Montana's, and Twig and Berries. Have a great weekend, everybody. All the best.
Play up La Bamba for Ben.
Thanks for listening to Oilers Nation Radio, delivered by DoorDash. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.